For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist.
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name.
Elder Marilyn Whitlock Hockersmith has been involved in the church as long as she can remember.
Oh, I love to praise his holy name.
All my life, as far back as I can remember, my godmother took me to church starting at age 3.
Along with church, singing was also an early part of her life.
I used to sing as a little girl, make up songs while I was playing with my sister. I'm from a huge family.
Did you start singing in the church at a young age?
Yes, you know, you go to first grade choir or something like that. And I think I sang in Sunday school choir with the other little young people in Henderson at 7th Street Baptist Church.
What kind of songs were you singing as a gospel artist or in church?
All of them. Anthems, hymns, drum in the meter songs, meaning a cappella without music. You know, I love the Lord, you heard my cry, you know, all that. And you go back and repeat yourself. All types. I have done them all. In my mind, it's a melody that God's put inside of me. And so I sing the notes that he puts inside of me, the melody, and then give it a little extra with changing of the voice. But he rearranged all that. And of course, I was taught by the best. When I said taught, I had the gift. But John Edmonds helped me to develop that gift that I had.
John Edmonds, Bowling Green's legendary gospel musician who has touched souls globally, assisted in Elder Marilyn's transition to becoming a professional gospel singer.
He is the one that took me all over the world, and he is the one that taught me how to develop my voice, how to preserve my vocal cords throughout traveling to 22 countries. That's how I was taught with him. To sing, and you had to last. You had to know how to sustain your vocal cords and suppress at the proper time, and to keep them well, to stay healed, because you could easily get hoarse. And I got hoarse one time, and I figured it out. It's from lack of sleep and lack of rest. Mm. And so, and when I cough, you cough too much because you've gotten, you know, your lungs got a little infection going on. So I learned that. I learned how to try to protect my vocal cords. And so I'm sure that's why I can still hit certain notes and keys in my senior age. And I'm grateful for that. I don't take it for granted.
Elder Marilyn Whitlock Hockersmith serves as elder of the State Street Baptist Church here in Bowling Green. She has achieved great feats in music and life. But if you ask her what is truly important, she'd say,
set a character example of how life should be according to what God wants.
I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him.
Thank you for listening. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly.